hear you. Hello.
Hello, my name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote, very likely to vote.
Definitely voting.
Okay.
Definitely voting.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? A Republican or Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian American, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
I guess Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, quality of life like roads.
I'm going to say corruption in local government.
Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
I'm definitely voting for a Democratic candidate.
Thank you. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. About Cindy Lerner.
Who?
Cindy Lerner.
I don't know.
Okay. Raquel Regalado.
I'm not voting for her.
Thank you. And Richard Prashnik.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. If the prize for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would many seat, Ella Licava, or Alexandra?
I'm voting for our current mayor, Ms. Cava. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Daniela Licava?
Say that again.
Are you definitely voting for the current mayor?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnik?
I don't know.
Okay.
Which one's the Democrat? Okay, I don't know. I said I'm voting for the Democrat.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which let's see. Okay, well, generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Part of the problem.
Thank you.
She doesn't keep her word. Okay.
On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County.
I am in support of that measure. I am in support.
Thank you. Okay, so Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Speaking about corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. So, just to indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for a Miami-Dade County Commission.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as mayor of Pinecrest. Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Yep.
So that's, this is... Mm-hmm.
I'm not supporting her if she's in support of that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
My time is about up.
Okay. No worries. It's almost done. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission for fight for honest, ethical local government to make meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice of residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
So what's the question?
So this is just in statement, and
I'm not in support. I suspect I'm not in support of her, okay, from your questions or from your statements. I don't.
Okay.
Right now I don't trust her. I have to know more. Okay?
Okay, no worries. So this is now about Raquel Regalado. After hearing
I've already told you about, okay. I'm not supporting her in any way. I do not trust her.
Okay. No problem. Almost done. Okay. Now, taking into account everything, you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Is related to the previous question. So
I'm only going to vote for the Democrat. I'm only voting for the Democrat. Okay?
Thank you.
That's my answer.
Okay, thank you. So prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I don't follow her anywhere.
Okay.
But I know about her because of my husband. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. For the following, this is a list of websites or online newspapers and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald.
I follow people in the Herald.
Okay, thank you. Local political blogs.
No.
Thank you. Only Indeed?
Pardon? Only Indeed?
Only Indeed? Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Miami's Community News?
No.
Thank you. FM radio?
No.
Thank you. AM talk or new radio?
No.
Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, your time is up.
Just one more question. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal or moderate or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, graduate?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.